Hi, this is Raul Gallegos, and welcome to the audio walkthrough for Shades of Doom version 1.2. I have just started the game, and this is the opening sequence. I will interrupt it by hitting the control key. This will bring us to the main menu.
Welcome to Shades of Doom, a GMA game, version 1.2. Select from menu, play game.
Okay, we are at the main menu. This is where we're going to press enter to play a game.
Use the arrow keys to select your experience level. Bring them on.
For this audio walkthrough, I will be playing in the...
It's my turn, Daddy.
It's my turn, Daddy level, and I pressed the home key to get to that option.
Would you like training mode?
No.
And we will not be playing in training mode, so I'm just going to press enter here.
Press F1 for help.
Level 1.
Okay, when you first start the game, you are at the northeast corner of the grid, and your night scope is on. To toggle the night scope off and conserve batteries, you press the letter S. There we go. As I progress through the walkthrough, I will be talking about several of the keys that I'm pressing so that I can accomplish certain tasks. As the game progresses to the different areas and the higher levels, I will not talk about the keys as much. The main purpose of this walkthrough is to give you some idea of how to get through certain challenges and kind of a thing where I can share my particular way of doing things. Now, I have different strategies that I use for different difficulties, and so basically, in short, what I do here is not the only way to get past certain challenges or certain obstacles in the game. It will help if you have read the manual if you are new to this game. It will help if you have read the manual so that you can understand the keystrokes as I'm talking about them. Okay, as I mentioned before, we start off at the northeast corner of the area grid. The letter W tells me where I am in coordinates.
18, 18.
And in this case, 18, 18. The first number tells you how far you are from west to east. The second number tells you how far you are from south to north. And so west to east, south to north is how the number increases. So the smaller that first number is, the further west you are. The smaller the second number is, the further south you are. Alright, we're going to start walking now. And I'm just pressing the up arrow multiple times here for individual step mode. And there I'm passing by the emergency equipment. Okay, I'm going to stop right here. The EVA tells me that there is a door coming up ahead 8 feet in front of me. I'm going to press W so you can see how the coordinates have changed.
10, 18.
Okay, so that tells me that from west to east, I am 10 coordinates out. That's about halfway. Now, typically what I do for doors that are on my left or on my right as I'm approaching them is I'll walk forward until the pitch drops. Right there. The pitch drops, so that basically tells me that the door is now behind my left shoulder. So when I snap to the next 90 degrees to the left with control left arrow,
south.
I am now facing south and pretty much right facing the door. So now I can walk to it. And there's a creature there. Turning on the EVA, the scope rather, backing up a little bit, and shooting the monster.
Data wafer in 11 feet.
Okay, I'm going to turn off the scope with S. So basically what I did is I approached the door, press enter to open the door, and there was a monster there right away. So then what I did is I turned on the night scope and backed off a few feet to give me a little breathing room. Now as you can tell, one bolt was enough to do the monster in. Typically in the lower levels, you don't have to use as much ammo. However, also, the closer you are to a creature that you're destroying, the less ammo you have to use. Now, the EVA is telling me that there's some thing here that I can pick up. Pressing the letter O key will toggle through the available items that the EVA is picking up.
Data wafer in 11 feet. Data wafer
okay.
In 11 feet.
So now, since that's the only thing that's really in range for me to interact with, I can just walk forward.
White data wafer taken.
And now I'm actually in this room where the monster was located. And right there, I'm at the furthest part. The letter X here will tell me some information about this room.
20 by 10 feet. There is an exit from the room behind.
Okay, so this room isn't very big. And I'm going to snap back to the north-facing direction since I'm facing south. The letter F tells me what direction I'm facing.
South.
Control down arrow.
North.
Does a complete 180, and now I'm facing north.
North.
Whoa!
The sound you hear there is both off to my left and my right at a sort of 45-degree angle. That tells me that there's a corner coming up, a turn off to the left or to the right. Since right now I'm in the doorway and I'm about to enter a hallway that has both an east, or rather both left and a right turn off, you hear it on both speakers. Okay, now I'm back to the hallway.
West.
And I'm facing west, which is the initial direction I was facing. I'm going to sidestep a little bit to the left with shift left arrow. Get closer to the door so I can close it.
Door in 3 feet.
Another key that I'm going to use throughout the audio walkthroughs is the Control V key.
Mark.
Which marks my position. Let's say, for example, that
east.
I forgot initially I was going west and instead turned east. So now I'm walking back toward the emergency equipment. The letter V by itself
yes.
is the Have I Visited Here Before key. And in this case, it tells me yes.
West.
So let's say I get my bearings, walk back this way.
Door in 4 feet. Marker 1.
Okay, so there's the door, and there's the marker that I just left. It's a sort of place marker telling you that, you
door
know, you've been here before,
feet.
And you marked it. Okay, this is the second doorway in this east-west hallway. There, I just walked forward, so it's a little bit lower. That means I'm pretty much behind it now. W tells me.
6, 18.
Okay, so I'm almost to the very west end of this hallway.
South.
All right, now I'm going to face the door, and as soon as I walk to it, it'll open, and we'll see if there's any creatures here. There's a creature there. Now, he's far enough away that I can talk about two keys, the M and Control M.
28 feet.
M tells me how far he is away, which is 28 feet.
Mutant human.
And Control M tells me who he is. And in this case, this is a mutant human.
20 feet.
Who is now 20 feet away. I just turned on the night scope with S, and one or two bolts ought to do it.
Wow.
Okay, in this case, two bolts did it. There went his corpse landing on the ground. And let's see what else we have besides the data wafer.
Data wafer in
okay, so it's
feet.
Just the data wafer.
White data wafer taken.
Okay, now I'm in this room. There's some equipment in front of me. The letter X tells me about the room.
20 by 40 feet. There is an exit from the room behind.
Okay, and this is a slightly bigger room than before. Now, in front of me there is some equipment. If I want to know what that is, what that sound is, I can use the look ahead key, which is shift D.
Equipment 8 feet.
And that tells me that there's some equipment there 8 feet in front of me. Now, control down arrow to face north. If I do shift D now,
door 9 feet.
It tells me about the door ahead of me.
Whoa!
Okay, I'm gonna close the door behind
door
me.
In 3 feet west.
Continue facing west,
mark.
And put a marker there. Now shift D in this case here looks ahead and it says nothing because there's really nothing in front of me. No door, no objects. Okay, we are now at the end of this first east-west hallway at coordinates
2, 18.
Okay, so that means I am at the westmost end. That's what the 2 tells me, and the 18 tells me I'm at the northmost end. Now I'm going to turn
south
with control left arrow and walk along this hallway. Now I'm going to stop right here and talk about another key, control N.
The passage continues in 13 feet. Passage turns sharply to the left.
Okay, so that tells me that the passage continues in the one I'm in, and it's going to turn off to the left in 30 feet. We have some company.
20 feet.
20 feet away.
Mutant human.
A mutant human. This time, let's do
long knife.
The knife, the long knife. Now what I'm doing is sidestepping left and right to get him centered, and then of course hitting the space bar.
5 feet.
Alright, so he punched me, and I killed him with the knife. And it doesn't appear that he had anything with him. Now, obviously he hit me there, so I can check my health status with H.
90%.
Okay, he took 10% away from me. A few scratches and bruises, nothing to worry about. Had this been a higher level, my percentage on health would be a lot lower. Alright, let's go ahead and continue.
Whoa!
There's his corpse. Okay, there's that sound there. Now that we're only hearing it on the one speaker, it's telling me that there's a corner coming up on the left side. That sound is important to know because there are certain areas where you can actually slip in through two walls that don't actually meet. It's sort of like a crack in the wall, and it allows you to get in through another room or another part of the area without having to use doors. Okay, so now we have a hallway here.
East.
This is the second east-west hallway. This is at coordinates
2, 13.
Okay, so we're still at the westmost end, but now we're 13 up from south to north, so it's a little more than halfway. Now, right here, if I do Control N,
the passage continues.
It only tells me about the passage continuing. There are three entrances off to my left along this passage, three rooms with closed doors, but that's not telling me that because they're not actually open alcoves. However, Shift D to look ahead.
Door 67 feet, door 97 feet.
Tells me about the first two doors that it sees. Now, as I get closer to that first door that's 67 feet away, Shift D will not work because it won't actually be in front of me. It's more off to my left. So I'll stop right here. I'll try Shift D again.
Door 79 feet.
So see, it just picked up that door that was initially 97 feet, which is now 79 feet.
Door in 6 feet. Door in 5 feet.
So there's that first door. This one here doesn't really go into a room. It's more like a little tiny alcove, which sometimes contains a creature. In this case, it's so small that the X key won't even work. See? Okay.
South.
So let's go back out. Close the door.
Door in 4 feet.
And continue facing east.
Mark.
Put a marker there. Let's do Shift D again.
Door 47 feet.
Okay, so it's telling me about a door 47 feet.
Door in 4 feet.
That door that it told me was 47 feet is actually the third door, because the second door is right here. And that wasn't picked up by Shift D because of how close it was. And it wasn't necessarily in front of us. It was more off to our left. So now we're going to come into this
door
room
in
here.
1 feet.
I did a sidestep to the left with Shift left arrow. Now this room here is a room that has an opening in the floor, which will quickly take you to level 2.
West.
It's like, for example, if I do Shift D here, it doesn't tell me anything because I'm not standing right in front of that opening in the floor. I'm going to Shift left arrow. Now try Shift D.
Opening in floor, 24 feet.
Now the reason Shift D works and the EVA hasn't told me about it is because the EVA picks up things that are 20 feet or less in front of you. So as I walk forward,
opening in floor, in 18
feet. So there it's telling me. Okay, so now we don't want to go through here.
East.
Let's go back east and out of this room.
South.
Now I'm going to press Shift up arrow twice.
Door in 4 feet. Mark.
That kind of puts me in a medium pace walking mode. Okay, I'm stopping here. There's a turnoff coming up to the right, which is the end of this hallway.
Door in 4 feet.
And there's a door, which is the third and final door of the second hallway.
North.
We should have some creatures here. Maybe a dog. Well, there's a monster there.
Manual bolt gun. 13 feet.
13 feet. Alright, he's dead.
North.
Doesn't have anything on him because the
West.
EVA didn't mention anything. Just kind of going through this room. There's nothing here.
East 13 by 20 feet. There is an exit from the room to the right.
Okay, so now let's
south.
Go this way. Right now I'm auto-walking in slow mode.
Door
closing
in
the door behind
7
me.
Feet. Mark.
And putting a marker there.
West.
Okay, I'm going to stop here to talk about Control N again. This third east-west hallway, located at coordinates
1710.
Again, that tells you you are, for the most part, all the way east, and 10 up is about halfway up from south to north. Control N here on this one will give me some different information because this hallway has little alcoves that are open off to the left and right.
The passage continues in 30 feet. There is a passage to the right in 70 feet. There is a passage to the right in 90 feet. There is a passage to the left.
Okay, so that tells me that there are several passages that turn off and approximately how many feet they are away. I'm going to go ahead and start walking in the fast mode, which is control, or rather, which is shift up arrow, 3 times. There's one turn off. There's another one. Sometimes there'll be creatures hiding here. There's another one there, and one more there. and we're done. Okay, so we're done with that third east-west hallway, which now puts us at coordinates...
2, 10.
Okay, so we walked all the way from the east side to the west side.
South.
Now we're facing south. This is going to take us to a somewhat long north-south hallway, and it's going to turn to the left
east.
And another left, like a U-E,
north.
To a shorter north-south hallway, ending at a door on our right side.
Door in 9 feet.
Okay.
East.
If we look at our health now...
100%.
We see that we have healed from that 90% to 100%. One of the new features of Shades of Doom 1.2 is you auto-heal, and that's why I'm not really concerned with having a little damage. This way we can conserve and use our medkits for more emergency needs. This door here is going to take me into two rooms. They're both about the same size, and they're separated by an open doorway. Now, as soon as I walk into this room, off to my right, in other words, the south end of the second room, there's some equipment there that if you accidentally shoot, you can either get hurt if you're far enough away, or it could kill you if you're close. So you want to be careful with that. Especially if creatures are coming at you from the right as soon as you walk into the room. In this case here, we have a monster further away.
47 feet.
We're going to walk closer to him. Close this door behind us.
Door in 4 feet. Mark.
Now, as you can tell, there's a creature off to the right. That's the one I don't want to necessarily turn and shoot because of the fact that that equipment off to my right will hurt me. So let's go ahead and think of that one.
Ammunition in 12 feet, 21 feet.
Okay, this one's 21 feet. This one I'm going to get rid of with my fists. That way I don't have to shoot ammo.
Bare fists. 9 feet.
Okay, now what you heard is a little warbly sound. That tells me that there are other things that the EVA is picking up on. Let me turn off my night scope. Which doesn't really help you, by the way, when you're using fist or knife, because by the time they get close enough, then they're pretty much right there on top of you, hitting you. So now the EVA is telling me that there's some ammunition off a little bit to my left. I'm going to press O.
Data wafer in 5 feet.
Okay, there's a data wafer a little bit to my right.
Time and blast mine
in 5 feet.
And time and blast mine, which means that that second creature I just killed had both a data wafer and a blast mine.
Projectile ammunition in 12
feet. And it toggles back to my ammunition. So let's go ahead
east.
And face east. I used the letter R for that, by the way, because I wasn't quite facing south or east, and I used the letter R to snap me right back to the other direction.
Projectile ammunition taken. Projectile ammunition taken. Data wafer in 10 feet.
South. I guess he had two ammunition counts there. All right, so I'm slowly turning to the right.
Marker 6.
There was a marker, by the way.
Time to blast mine.
Take a door in 6 feet. Door
okay.
In 2 feet.
So there's the door, and I picked up the data wafer and the blast mine. And now I'm facing...
south.
Okay, so let's walk forward into the second room. There's a doggy. Now I'm going to pause it here for a sec. So a dog is coming up at me from my left. If I turn to the left right now with control left arrow, I can face him, and I'm not facing that equipment that's right now in front of me, so I could easily take care of him with a bolt. However, he's close enough that it's probably going to be better if I just use my knife. So as soon as I unpause it, I'm going to turn on my knife and turn left and kill him.
Long knife.
And I'm also kind of turning with a few hits of the left arrow just to kind of center him. There we go.
Body armor in 5 feet.
Now, why a dog has body armor is beyond me, but that's the way it goes.
Body armor taken. White data wafer taken. White data wafer taken. East.
Okay. Also, just as a point to mention, when you hit your left arrow and right arrow by itself without the control key, it pivots your body
door
about 6 degrees.
Feet. South. East.
Okay, so now... we're going to leave these two rooms.
Door in 5 feet.
I'm doing a little sidestep here to the left. Okay. One thing we haven't found yet is the security chip to get past this area, so hopefully we'll find it here soon in the next couple rooms.
Door in 2 feet. Marked. North. 38 feet.
Maybe this guy will have him.
Long knife. Security chip in 19 feet, 14 feet.
Okay, so the security chip is actually just laying on the floor, and this creature is about 14 feet away.
6 feet.
Six. So, here we go.
Mega
he's gone.
In 6 feet. North.
Okay, there was a letter R key to snap me right back to north.
Mega taken. Security chip in 18 feet.
Now I'm going to sidestep to the right, and then walk forward.
Security chip taken. Door in 14 feet.
And there's the door to exit this room. Now, the equipment that you find in the various rooms can really help you so that you can tell if you have visited a certain room before. Kind of gives you an idea which room it is that you're in. So it's a good idea to leave it there, unless you're really, you know, wanting to go on a destroying rampage and destroy all equipment. Just be warned that there are certain equipment that will hurt you.
22 feet.
Let's see our ammo count.
Manual bolt gun, 100 M74.
We have enough to spare. Alright, let's walk forward.
White Ada wafer taken.
So the Eva warbled there and told me that there was something else to pick, but by the time it did that, I had already picked up the data wafer. To check our data wafer status, we can use the F6 key.
Data wafers green, 0, blue, 0, yellow, 0, white, 6. Data wafers not found, 2.
Okay, so that tells me that there's 2 data wafers which we haven't picked up yet. I'm hoping that those last 2 are on the last creature because I haven't seen them around. Okay, so we're walking along this east-west hallway, which is coming up to a south turn here.
South.
This is the last hallway for the level. However, before we get to the last door, there's a little room here we need to visit.
West.
Okay, this room here...
30 by 20 feet. There is an exit from the room behind.
...is actually separated off into 2 rooms in a way, because it has a wall to my right, a wall in front of me. However, if I keep walking forward... There's that sound off to the right, which tells me that there's a turnoff coming. I'm going to sidestep to the right now. There, I'm at the corner, and walk forward again. So now I'm at the corner with a wall in front of me and a wall to my right, but yet that sound is telling me that there is a turn, which means that there's a little crack in the wall. So to get past this, what you want to do is turn right so that that sound is close to the center as possible in your stereo field. Right about there. That may or may not work. I pressed the right arrow a few times. Now I'm going to walk forward. And that didn't work. So I'm going to hit left arrow once. There we go. Now try walking forward.
Message.
There we go.
9 feet.
So it's just something you got to work with. And it's important to get through this because
message
sometimes
one white.
You can find security chips, wafers, you know, grenades.
West.
It doesn't matter. Anything.
South.
So again, now we're facing south. I'm going to sidestep to the left. Walk forward as much as I can, right there. And now the little low rumbly sound is off to my left, which means that that's where the corner is. So I'm going to turn to the left a few times to try to get that in the center. Right about there. And we'll try going forward. Okay, let's try left again and walk forward, and there we go.
East.
Okay, now we're going to snap back to the east and walk out of this room. So that's how you take care of little cracks in the wall like that that you might find. Of course, there are other alternatives. If you do have some trouble, you can always use a blast mine and crack the wall open that way.
Door in 5 feet.
Okay, so now,
west.
This is the final door here, which is locked, and I find that out by trying to open it with enter.
Locked.
And the player gets so frustrated that it's locked that he has to bang his head on the wall. Okay, now let's use our security chip, which we did find.
Magic quantity 2.
The way I'm doing the inventory use is by pressing the tab key, and it goes through my inventory list with up and down arrow, and it tells me the quantity of what I have.
Security chip.
There's a security chip.
Time and blast mine.
And there's my blast mine. So let's go up to the security chip and press enter.
Security chip.
By the way, pressing enter, right arrow, or L will activate any item in your inventory.
Unlocked.
Okay. As soon as I open this door, there's going to be a monster there with a semi-automatic bolt gun, and he's going to be shooting at me. So let's turn on our manual bolt gun.
Manual bolt gun.
Our scope batteries, and open the door. All right, 3 bolts did him in. Now we can walk forward. Actually, let's do this. Let's do a shift D.
Semi-automatic bolt gun, 26 feet. Door, 1 feet. Projectile ammunition, 26 feet. Proximity biodisruptor mine, 26 feet. Data wafer, 26 feet. Data wafer, 26 feet.
Okay, so he had the other two data wafers plus a mine plus the semi-automatic bolt gun and projectile ammunition. Now that we're close enough that the EVA's picking this up, let's hit the O key.
Projectile ammunition in 10 feet.
So it toggled to the ammunition.
Proximity biodisruptor mine in 10 feet. Data wafer in 10 feet. Data wafer in 10 feet.
So the letter O can really help you.
Taken. Projectile ammunition. Taken. Proximity biodisruptor mine. Taken. White data wafer. Taken. White data wafer. Taken. Elevator in 15 feet.
Okay, so now we picked up everything and it's telling me that the elevator is 15 feet away from me. Let's press that letter A key to see how much ammunition we increase to.
269.
Oh, very good count.
South.
Alright, so we're turning south, tripped over the corpse. And we are here at the elevator, getting ready to end Area 1 and enter Area 2. This is Raul Gallegos. Hope to see you again in the next area. Thanks for listening.